January 24, 1920 God created man so that he might keep him company. Continuing in my usual state, I was uniting myself with Jesus, praying him not to leave me alone, but to come and keep me company. And he, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, if you knew how I desire, yearn for, and love the company of the creature. So much that, if in creating man I said, 'It is not good for man to be alone, let us make another creature similar to him, who may keep him company, so that one may form the delight of the other,' I said these same words to my love before creating man, 'I do not want to be alone, but I want the creature for my company. I want to create him in order to amuse myself with him, to share all my contentments with him. With his company I will pour myself out in love. This is why I made him in my likeness. And as his intelligence thinks of me and is interested in me, he keeps company with my wisdom, and as my thoughts keep company with his, we amuse ourselves together. If his gaze looks at me and at created things in order to love me, I feel the company of his gaze. If his tongue prays or teaches what is good, I feel the company of his voice. If his heart loves me, I feel the company of his love. And so with all the rest. But if he does the opposite, I feel lonely, and like a destitute king. But, alas! How many leave me alone and neglect me?